almost all the speakers oppose the plan to reduce the most stringently protected area by 40%. Right now, companies can't bring new hazardous chemicals into this area on and around the city's well fields, and Dayton runs a buy-down program to help companies get rid of old chemicals. Lori Trick is a McPherson Town resident who's concerned about removing those protections from a stretch around Needmore and Wagner Ford roads between two wellfield sites.
I think of it as like a child, and the City of Dayton Water Department is here to protect that commodity for us. And it's like hiring a babysitter, but only hiring it for an hour at a time and leaving this space, this area between the zones that's not taken care of, that's not monitored and not watched, and that scares me.
Dayton's water system supplies 400,000 people in Montgomery and parts of Greene County, and other regional water systems also draw from the shallow underground aquifer. The city says it's trying to align its policy with the latest studies of water demand and water movement in and around the well fields. Lewis Wallace, WYSO.